Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It is a lovely Friday.
Do you really believe in Fridays?
Are you all right? You all right, Joe? Joe Smith, ladies and
gentlemen. No, I'm very well, thank you.
And what's new?
Delicious
coffee.
Got a little birthday party coming up tomorrow.
Your birthday?
Not mine. Another person's. My nephew's. Two. Sort of. Does it count?
Were you buying them?
It's a tractor themed party.
Pardon?
What? A tractor?
Tractor?
Yeah. What? He's two. What do you want it to be?
What,
a fucking Kierkegaard themed party?
He's two.
No, he's. What? He just because you've a theme, it doesn't mean you own and run and upkeep the thing, does it? He loves tractors. Yeah. Just that's one of the main words he can say. It's a simpler tractor. Life, isn't it? It's a simpler time when you're two.
It is.
I'd love to have seen you as a 2-year-old. No, what was your dimensions like?
You needed a protractor to figure that
did
out.
Did you? Overhead projector.
No. What? Are you such a dickhead? Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
He's there.
Yep. Hello, everyone.
He's here as well.
Oh. Ethan, you are.
We love it when he's here.
Can we let people into what happens on a day where we record?
It's so annoying. Doesn't matter every time. I don't know why it annoys me. It shouldn't even annoy me, and yet it makes me furious.
We are a food based. Well, we love to talk about food on the show.
Just a bit, mate.
And just before we record, Ethan always comes in, regardless of. Us saying that, well, we're going to have a 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah, and what do I say when you've got a 9 out of 10 club? What's my first question almost every week?
Can I have it for lunch?
Yeah, I asked you, is it lunch?
And Fogate last week was you ordering just your own lunch, wasn't it?
Fogate? It's centre back for Everton.
No. Fogate was you ordering Fogate just so you could eat it.
Mason Fogate? Yeah, I ordered Fogate just so I could eat it, but that's what the 9 out of 10 club was meant to be. Us bringing our favourite food to the table. Sorry.
And
no, what should I bring? Chipsticks, like you did.
Yeah, they're still in there, mate. Yeah, get over it. Ethan's one of the worst. Ethan ideas. Has the same lunch from a wonderful establishment every single week. That could be possibly a 9 out of 10. But Joe, does he ever bring it in?
No, he doesn't. He can't stop doing the bloody accent, and yet he won't bring the food in for us. What kind of food is it again, Ethan? Yeah, you do the little.
No, I'm not doing. I don't do a little thing.
What kind of food is it?
It's Jamaican.
Huh. Jamaican. Tell us your side of the story.
Why have you never brought it for us? You love it. You clearly have it every week. When we ask you to bring in a 9 out of 10 club, you bring in something like, I don't even know, a Jaffa cake or a chewing gum that you found on the floor outside Manchester Piccadilly Station. And yet there's this food that is literally staring you in the face and us in the nose.
It's just part of my routine. I'm a creature of habit. I get this every single Wednesday. I'm going to say for at least the last couple of months. Wow. At least.
It's Thursday today. Yeah, it's Thursday today,
weirdly. No, it's Friday.
Oh, yeah, it is Friday. Why won't you let us have it? Are you worried that we're going to ruin it in some way?
No. It's just my thing. It's got nothing to do with you, really. I like to think I have the podcast and I've got a personal life as well.
You like to think that, but some of the stories of your weekends over the last couple of years really do tell a different story, don't they? Yeah. What did you do this weekend? Well, like, will Joe? And then you know from there it's absolutely game over, isn't it? Talk to us about what's going on this week, Joe.
Right, so one thing we were working towards, and we hope that this will make your Christmas 2023 even better, is bringing out some Sloppy Joe's merch.
Ooh.
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? But we are working on designs next week, so hopefully we'll be able to, just before the end of November, release some merch. And I wanted to go to the patrons, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast, and ask them any ideas.
It's not a give-take relationship, the patron. People need to understand that. It's a dialogue, yeah? Speak to us with cash, and we speak to you with content. It really is that simple.
Let's rate some of the ideas of our wonderful patrons about what merch they should have.
Okay.
Tim Mag said, on a t-shirt, I would love to see, who are we? Slop Army. That would be decent.
That's lovely.
Or, I completed the train museum with a face of Ethan's mum and the slogan, Stepdad John, we're here. No, Stepdad John was here. That's a bit rude, isn't it?
Yeah. God.
So what would it be? A picture of Ethan's mum and then Stepdad John was here?
It won't be a face.
That's awful.
Let's say that much. Awful stuff. That'd
be in the meat aisle. Liam Hammond says, I just simply want alarm, alarm.
Yeah, alarm, alarm's yeah. quite good.
Alarm, alarm's a decent one.
Yeah.
Charlie Curran says, got to be something that just says big time, which is your catchphrase.
My catchphrase? Do I say big time a lot?
Mate,
it does.
You say big time.
It does.
You say big time.
Ask me if I say it.
Do you say big time a lot?
Big time.
Yeah, you'd love it. Or, and the rest, which was my...
That was yours.
Short-lived catchphrase.
How many of these are there? Because in terms of content-wise, we get it.
I want you to rate the ideas.
Well, you've not given us any chance to do that, have you? You've just rattled through them.
All right, rate that one.
Right, 10.
10?
And the rest of them, 10. I love it. I love the fact that we've got catchphrases I didn't even know we had. I didn't know big time was my catchphrase. And yet I do now. Yeah.
That was from Charlie Curran. Sonny says, what about a sloppy rat hood for each foot?
Is that a sloppy rat hood? Is that some sort of pun on Marcus Rashford? What's that? Sloppy rat hood?
I don't get that.
Isn't your sloppy rat hood when you don't wash your genitals for a few days?
Oh. Well, you got to peel back your foreskin.
Oh. That's the sloppy rat hood, isn't it?
David says, I'm a big fan of the hoodie that I saw in episode 3.
I've got that.
Simple yet effective.
That's what we're going to be putting out. The hoodie from episode 3. Simple yet effective. I'm talking logos. I'm talking tie-dye. I'm talking nation's flags. I've got a flag-shaped design that looks like the Slopper Army's official national logo.
Yeah.
And you can sing the national anthem to go alongside the preview trailer for it.
Couple more.
Okay.
Something with the word wark in it.
That's lovely. Wark
that's quite
on the wild
emotional,
side.
That.
What?
I just think that's quite emotional. That little old wark could be on a t-shirt
really
one day.
I really want to go to wark. Oh, this is another good one. The recipe for story on the back of the hoodie.
Oh, that's really nice. You could almost have it in that list of like, do you know when you see like a band's tour dates on the back?
Yeah.
And it says like 12th of December, Copenhagen, you know, 14th of December, Stockholm. It's just like stir fry packet, curry,
yeah.
Boil for 2 hours, eat, die. Like, that would be fantastic on the back of the t-shirt. Or you could have it on the front in that sort of like stir fry and curry and boil and yeah, like, do you know, you have it like sort of John and Paul and Ringo and...
Chris
George
Pert says he was the white guy, but he says, have you thought about just doing everything exclusively navy and mustard?
Oh, well, there's definitely going to be a navy and mustard one.
Have
absolutely.
To do that.
Yeah, of course.
A special item as well, Chris wants for the OG 500 members, 500 club.
Yeah, that will be available exclusively to the 500 club, the original Patreon members. Perfect.
Adam Peters with the best idea here, and I wonder what you think about it. So, you have your generic Sloppy Joe's items, but then each three of the Sloppy Joe's members comes up with their own designs for a simple t-shirt/jumper.
Okay.
Whichever one sells the least after an extended period of time,
kicked off the pod.
Period. No,
with a kicked off the pod.
No.
Yeah, replaced by James Hutchinson.
Has to do a forfeit.
Oh,
I quite like it.
So
maybe we.
Actually, I think there might be another way to do that. Because the problem with doing that is you're encouraging people.
What?
No, I suppose, yeah, buy your favourite, I guess.
Yeah, but...
Maybe it should be a reward for the best one. I don't know, because I always think the one that sells the least, what are you encouraging people to do here? Buy the two that they do like, and I don't want to make people buy two.
All right, what reward would you like? Say you did win, what would you like as a reward?
Be replaced by Jamie Hutchinson, that'd be my reward.
You want to get off the pod.
I'd love that, absolutely fantastic. No, yeah, I love that. The least selling item, you're gone. In terms of a, you know,
yeah,
sacrifice. A human sacrifice.
A human,
yeah.
Dead sad. So we're going to get on to that.
Yeah.
Keep your merch ideas coming in.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have a release.
Not hopefully.
Before.
We will.
We've got a meeting. When's the meeting, Ethan?
Today?
Nope.
Great. Nope. Said it in the group chat. There's a certain time and place we're going to meet.
Well, it's definitely soon. We'll make sure of that.
Yeah, good lad. He always reads the group chat. And I love that about Ethan. Even on his day off when he's got fuck all to do, he always makes sure he reads the group chat.
Yeah.
It's great.
I could literally say, oh, listen, great. Sons have signed up for 3 months.
Yeah.
And he won't read it for 2 days.
No.
And he won't even know.
I know. And he'll do stuff as well. Like, you'll say, oh, Alexi's in tomorrow. And then he'll say, oh, that's all good. And then he'll, you know, turn up on the wrong day or whatever.
Sure.
It's lovely.
Anyway, right, at least I read it, even if I read it wrong. Keep your merch ideas coming in.
Yes, I can't wait for merch. And I'm going to be kicked out.
You're the only one who's ever worn Stop and Joe's merch.
Yeah, because I'm the one who genuinely cares. Don't laugh at that. Bring a story to the table.
Shut up.
Bring a story now.
Right, unfortunately, we have a sad loss.
Christ.
On our hands.
What?
One of my... What?
One of your what? You're right.
My
Not
favorite.
Statman Dave.
Statman Dave didn't die.
Thank God.
I showed him the cheese bit. He was fuming.
No, it wasn't.
No, he wasn't. But he did make an effort to make some sort of like crazy cheese on toast.
Did it?
With all four of his cheeses.
Wow.
Considering two of them are different types of cheddar, it was just...
Yeah, so it's three cheeses.
Three
isn't
cheeses.
It? And also Red Leicester is cheddar, so two cheeses.
The death of the Karamak bar...
Yes.
...has come as shocking news to...
To the under 90s.
The chocolate boys.
Right.
Ooh, can I call myself that?
A chocolate boy? Yeah, you can, yeah. White chocolate.
Oh.
That's your nickname, isn't it?
You're right.
White chocolate. We can all speak, mate.
No, I'm not the fucking you. White chocolate.
White chocolate is your nickname,
no,
isn't it?
Not
in
white
some
chocolate.
Circles.
I'm not the fucking Milky Bar kid, am I?
No, but you know why they call you that.
And the Karamak bar, which is like a caramel bar, isn't it? It's red and yellow. Can I be honest with you? They're a bit shit. I know why they're going. Dude. It's gone. Rest in peace, Karamak.
Why is everyone kicking up a fuss about this?
I don't know.
You didn't buy them. You didn't buy them. The reason they stopped selling is because of declining sales. That's why they're not on the market anymore. You didn't buy them. Nintendo, not called that. They're called Cadbury's. Already brought out the caramilk. So if you want that horrible flavour of chocolate that's had its soul taken out of it and been replaced by just more sugar, then you can still get a caramilk.
What are you doing there?
Nestle, bad branding, bad person, bad company, bad bar. Fuck off.
So basically, Nestle are getting rid of a bar called the Karamak bar. And if you're not in the UK, it's just like a caramel chocolate bar.
Well, we've all
it?
Been stung by Nestle's in our time, haven't we? That was like a Nettles kind of thing. Because
it's never good when you have to explain it literally a millisecond after you said it.
Here's what I do.
That's a Nettle kind of thing.
No. So here's what you do. Here is the technique to get a joke across that you know isn't really going to land, but you don't give them time to fail to hear it.
Wow.
You just explain it sort of. So instead of going joke, wait, silence, embarrassment, explanation, which is what you would do or you would do or, you know, whatever. What I do is I go, I know there's going to be silence. So I go, joke, explanation, no silence, carry on, bang.
Well, you're in.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Because that way, you know, there's no time for me to feel embarrassed. So I just say the joke and the explanation almost as one. So I'll do it again. We've all been stung by Nestle's in our time. That's a Nettles joke. Because they're just one of the worst companies in the world, aren't they? Is it true that they squeeze pandas into their chocolate bars and just extract the oil straight from the panda? No one knows, but no one can rule it out. Is it true that every year 250,000 Vietnamese men and women and children fall into the rollers at the Nestle factory and are essentially Karamak'd? Again, no one can confirm or deny that.
Just make a little timestamp of this, Ethan.
No, that's all fine.
Carry on.
High fructose corn syrup, palm oil, what do I need to say? There's an orangutan out there.
All right, let me go through
covered in chocolate and has got no family anymore. Is that a good thing to you? A deep fried, essentially a chocolatified caramel orangutan. That's not good.
I'm just reading what chocolate bars they do. Smarties, they're nice.
Shit.
Smarties aren't shit.
No, they're not good.
Kit Kats, they're nice.
Kit Kat, which one's that? Yeah, good. Sorry, Kit Kat is good.
Manisha had a Kit Kat the other day without a wafer. She was fuming.
What was it, just chocolate, top to bottom?
Jaya.
What?
Jaya.
It was awful.
Was it chunky?
Oh, you can't say that.
I walked into a corner shop the other day and said, can I have a Kit Kat chunky? And they went, yeah, here you go. And I went, no, I want a normal Kit Kat, you fat bastard. Hey? Good joke there for the lads.
That is such a bad joke. I tell you what, I do love an Aero mint ball. And Nestle do Aeros.
Yeah. You love Nestle. You're sucking up to
No, I'm not
big,
sucking up to big Nestle.
Aren't you?
Stop and Joe's podcast at gmail.com for a sponsor.
Do you know Brazil? That's a car park now where it used to be a rainforest. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but at least there's spaces.
That's true, yeah.
And they do Quality Street, which I think are just a little bit better than Roses in terms of your Christmas chocolate confectionery goods.
We must have ranked them last year.
I don't think we did.
All right, rank them. So you've got Roses, Miniature Heroes, Celebrations, Quality Street.
Miniature Heroes? What?
What do you want about?
Heroes?
Well, they used to be called Miniature Heroes because they're miniature versions of the chocolate bars, aren't they?
I think we all grew up a bit. Let me Google Heroes chocolate.
You can't... They're called Miniature Heroes.
No, they're not. They're just called Heroes.
Okay, Heroes.
Share the good time.
Rank them then.
No, share good times. Heroes, number one. Celebrations.
Quality Street Roses.
No. You need to chill.
Go on then.
Heroes. Roses.
Roses.
Nah. Yeah. Quality Street Celebration.
You think I'm a nutter?
Celebrations.
Put Celebrations at the.
Awful. The only good ones. The only good ones. The Bounty.
Quick Cut. Quick Cats, Kit Kats, Twixes,
mm-hmm. Quick Cats.
The only good one's the Bounty.
Yeah.
What, the Galaxy?
Awful.
Now you've got yourself in a hole here and you don't want to get out.
What?
Malteser Bites.
Maltesers are good, but bites ruin it.
Name me one rose that you love and not from the Titanic.
Okay. Well, what? What's the question?
Name me a rose, the chocolate, that you love.
Exactly. All of them.
Right, great. Ethan, what's your ranking of them?
I'm gonna say.
What's everyone today? You're struggling to speak.
His larynx is full of sweet, sweet Jamaican coleslaw. Yeah. That's why he can't speak. Isn't it?
I'm gonna say Celebrations.
Top or bottom? We're going in reverse order here, yeah?
Top.
He's done you there.
He's done me.
I'm gonna say Heroes.
Yeah, good.
Fucking hell.
And I'm going to say, what are the other ones?
Roses
again?
Quality Street.
Roses or Quality Street.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Quality Street over Roses. They're shite.
Roses at the bottom.
Upsetting. Both of you upsetting.
Nah, there's the truth.
Get Cadbury's the makes comments. The best chocolate in the UK.
Can I just tell you, when it comes to Christmas chocolates, there's only one boy that rules the world. His name is Terry. Chocolate orange. Chocolate orange. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Chocolate orange. Chocolate orange. Who are Terry's owned by? Terry's. Really? Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's why we've got to support Terry's. The one thing I was interested in, I was thinking about this the other day, isn't it weird that there's only one chocolate that comes in a sleeping bag? Like, it's just after eights, isn't it? No other chocolate has its own camping equipment except the after eight.
Nah, Kraft's own Terry's now.
You're joking?
Yeah. The big boys have come in.
Big cheese.
Got him. It's a disgrace.
Have you ever even had a Caramac?
I've not.
Don't think I have.
So why are you saying they're dead then?
Well, they are dead.
No, but you were saying it like that's. You said I know why they've gone out.
I always have a moment out when we have a loss of a confectionery good.
Yeah.
Because that was someone's favourite bar.
Yeah.
And now, nothing.
What is your favourite bar? Just so I can sort of ask you a question.
I'm toying with three.
Okay.
Don't fucking. It's a podcast. What do you want me to do? Just give you one word answers.
Honestly,
double decker. No. There's three.
They've been a real what's the word? Ambassador for the shrinkflation movement, haven't they?
Oh fuck me.
They used
it's
to
a single
be,
decker.
A double decker. You could use it as a single bed in an emergency, couldn't you?
They're big and
fluffy.
You could build houses with them.
No, that's why they're taking miniature heroes off the box because they're trying to sell them as full size. These days.
Unbelievable.
It's awful.
But can I say this?
Go on. If I
really only have one bar for the rest of my life, if that's what you're asking me.
No, I'm not.
I think I would go with just your simple dairy milk.
Oh.
Just to the point.
Yeah.
Stick it on your tongue and let it sit there.
Yeah. Just let it marinate. Let it leak its dirty little juices into you. Right. Oh. So, newsflash. Breaking news. We've all got an alert on our phone like when there's...
Alarm.
Yeah. Alarm.
Yeah, but it's from the government, okay? Ooh. Due to some previous tweets we've found from Dairy Milk, their old account, 2009, we found these tweets, at Dairy Milk, and I can't say the words, but these lot are all bad. That's what they've tweeted, okay?
Yeah.
Dairy Milk has been taken off the shelves. We will no longer make Dairy Milk. Dairy Milk's been cancelled. What do you do, Joe McGrath, as a man who is now seeing his favourite chocolate bar discontinued?
That goes
Fruit and Nut, Marvellous Creations, Dairy Milk Caramel, all of it. Dairy Milk, gone.
Straight away, boom. There's only one number I'm calling. Ricky Tan.
Your local MP.
No, Ricky Tan. You can get me anything. I go, listen, Ricky, I know there's probably a couple of... there's going to be a movement now for the government to just set fire to all these chocolate bars, destroy them.
A ceremony.
Where are they doing that? Because, wow, I'll bring some fucking spoons down. Blah, 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 blah.
You'll be like the hedgehog underneath the bonfire.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my God! McGraw was in there! He was in there! He was eating to his heart's content! He's gone!
I'm dead.
You'd love to go out, wouldn't you?
But I died happy.
Oh, you died
choking
happy.
Choking on the melted bar of a Cadbury's.
Choking on that bright, bright purple flame that you can only get from burning a 50,000, if you want to put it like that, 5 million dairy 5 milk million. Bars. Oh, my God.
Even what's your favourite bar?
He'd made a home in it.
Well, I was going to say in that situation, because I'm also a dairy milker, I'd just agree with the tweet.
You're a dairy milker. Right, Ethan, forget all that.
Why?
It's 1 out of 10 club time.
Oh, okay.
I don't want your opinion on chocolate. I'm sorry.
Oh,
all right. Go on, okay. Tell us what's your favourite
bar. What's your
favourite bar? Chocolate bar? I'll just like dairy milk and
great.
That.
1 out of 10 club. What is
at least pick something different just for content's sake.
All right. Fucking love Twix.
Yeah.
I left to the right one.
Ethan's so small that he used to use a Toblerone to climb up into his bed. That's cute, though, isn't it? Use it like a little ladder, and then sometimes, oh no, I've eaten me way stranded, and he can't get down.
Didn't sleep for years,
did he? Sleep for years, covered in Toblerone, he was, bless him. He had to fold the foil and make it into like one of those sort of slides that you get on an aeroplane when it lands on water.
It's a good chocolate bar, Toblerone.
Question, is there, I'm trying to think, a device that is used so, what's the word? Across the board in an industry that is created so across the board in an industry, but used less than the blow-up slide on an aeroplane. Every single aeroplane in production, in existence, has the blow-up slide. Not a once have they ever been used.
That's true.
Every single one's
got it. You could
also
say that about, do you know, the life jackets you get?
Same
like,
thing.
That light. Do you know, you get a whistle, which is great fun.
The whistle's good.
And you get a light.
So at least you can do, duh, 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 duh,
I've got
we're
one.
Trapped.
Trident.
Huh?
Trident.
What, the chewing gum?
Oh, no, sorry. Nuclear arms.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Nuclear arms. Right, that would be probably my superpower if I could have it.
Yeah.
It's nuclear arms.
Should we eat some food? Get into the 1 out of 10 club?
Big time.
Right, 1 out of 10 club is the sister to the 9 out of 10 club.
Oh, it is the ugly stepsister.
It's where we eat really bad food that we think is the worst of the worst.
The thing with the 1 out of 10 club, it's more the disappointment out of 10 club. Because obviously, if you wanted to just bring 1 out of 10 foods, we could just bring ham that had been in the sun for a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Delicious.
But really, this is foods that you just eat it. And every time you eat, you go, why? Why am I eating this? This is just a letdown every single time, like the chicken korma, which is in the 1 out of 10 club. So today, I have brought for you, and I can't believe I've not done it sooner, perhaps the biggest letdown.
Look, can I just stop you there? Huh? You've got a Wingstop box.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything from Wingstop that's going to be 1 out of 10.
All right, well, you can't think then, can you? Because I brought to you, for your eyes only, the sweet potato fry. Oof. One of the greatest letdowns in the history of humanity. It had such...
No, you fucking
it
clap
had
over there.
Such a rapid rise to fame.
Yeah, for a
people
good reason.
People just thought about whether we could. No one thought about whether we should.
Do you remember when there was a time when we thought sweet potato fries were healthy?
Some things simply can't be fried.
Passes some couples, sweet potato fries. Ethan, come round here. Nothing. Hey, you get a big portion.
They're too sweet. They're never crispy enough. They just never are because of the constituency of the constitution of a sweet potato.
Oh, it's nice.
They're always a bit sticky. They're like I said, they're too sweet. They don't really go with any sauce.
You got a normal
a
fry
regular
in there.
Fry creeps in. Look, just to remind us of the hell that we've had to embark on. So disappointing. So boring. And theoretically, they should be better.
Why should they be better?
There's more flavour in a sweet potato. They're colourful. They're exciting to look at. The potato is living proof that just because something is one note, one strand, a boring kind of, you know, carb monster, it can still be delicious. And rice should take some note as well. But the sweet potato fry isn't ticking really any of the boxes that a fry should be ticking for me. Such just.
And he says that whilst munching down on the.
Oh, yeah,
I think they're fucking well nice.
You're not serious.
I am. I'm a sweet potato boy.
No, you're not.
Yeah, they've got something about it, a bit of flavour to them. Okay, they're not as crispy as you'd like the normal potato to be.
Okay, that's one knock on a normal potato, on a normal fry.
But they're still delicious.
They're often more expensive than a normal fry.
Well, you can't
say potato fry. Well, they are often that.
I'll give you this. They're unbelievable with mayo.
Yeah, but so is a library book. Mayo is ace. You can't just have it...
You're not dipping fucking War and Peace in a bit of Heinz mayo, are you?
Yeah.
What, and you're eating it?
Heinz mayo. You're not Hellman's boy.
Hands by.
Why?
Big change in our house. We had a vote, like a referendum.
Really? Love that.
Statman Dave, Becky, me and Buck. We all got our say. Oh, no, excuse me. Becky started to make her own mayo because she's listening to this.
No, that's disgusting. I don't... What you do in your spare time is up to you, but... That's
I'm going to leave that for Tuesday's episode. Becky's lost her mind. This is a tease. She's talking about UPFs. Have you heard about this?
What, the delivery service?
No. I'm going to Tuesday's episode. Here's a tease. I'm going to talk about the way my partner has lost her mind. Sweet potatoes are 6 out of 10.
Right. But not one.
All right, slide them over it. Are you mad?
They are shit.
Mmm.
What should a fry be? Crispy?
No.
Savory? No, weirdly, which is mad. Cheap? No.
Stop, that shouldn't be cheap.
Okay, here's a question for you. Have you ever seen a sweet potato fry with a sort of plus £1 or a plus 30p next to it on a menu?
Yeah.
Right, have you ever seen a sweet potato fry with a minus £1 or a minus 50p next to it? Are they ever cheaper than normal fries? No.
But they're fucking nice.
And they're sometimes more expensive than normal fries.
Just because it's more expensive doesn't mean it's 1 out of 10.
No, but what I'm saying is it's the ultimate letdown.
Ethan, what are you saying?
I think Joe... Is Paul a blinder here? I think when we think of the 1 out of 10 club, what we need to think of is
I'm stunned if these get in. I'm stunned.
Is something that's like overrated. I know we can pick the most horrible thing out there, but this is massively overrated. Yeah. It's way too popular. I do remember that stint when the world believed they were healthy, and they're just the what do they taste like? I, again, they're too sweet. You when you're having like you know you. Maybe a burger and some chips or something. You don't want a sweet with it, do you? You want your nice salty fry.
It's not forcing it down
yet. Now I tell you what.
They're not 1 out of 10.
Now I tell you what could work, if I may be so bold. Oh. Cut the sweet potatoes into fries. Sure. I'm not stopping anyone with their hobbies. Deep fry it as you were. Now let's add a cinnamon sugar onto that. Let's make a sort of sweet potato churro with that we're dipping in chocolate. That to me sounds like a good idea. But the idea that they're competing with fries, no good.
Right, let's wrap things up.
So it's a 1 out of 10 for me. You're saying no. It all rides on you, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
No! This will be known as Sweet Potato Fry Gate.
Sweet Potato Gate.
Get into the comments.
A gate that would buckle under its own weight, by the way, because it's so soggy.
Sweet potato fries are not 1 out of 10. But if you're Team Joe and Ethan, get in the comments and let me know I am wrong.
I'm so right.
Right, we're going to get going.
Yeah.
We'll see you later. Have a lovely Friday,
everyone. Have a lovely weekend, everyone. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Ah, yes. See you later.